Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Today, I'm going to be trying to understand sovereign citizens, but also debunk some of the claims that they make. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So first, I would like to point out that while we do laugh at them, and while they some of the conclusions they come to are nonsensical, and as I will get to later, a lot of them claim this conveniently at the same time that they are involved in criminal activities. I would also like to point out that they do make some good points. I was always taught that before you deliver the bad news, it's always good to start with the good news, so that's what I'm going to do here. So, a sovereign citizen is defined by ChatGPT as, quote, someone who believes he is not subject, well, they say they are, but if we're talking about one person, they is technically two or more people, to particular laws, particularly those of the federal government. Now, I would like to point out that we can definitely talk about the fact that the federal government has overstepped the Constitution, has overstepped what the founders wanted its bounds to be, especially after the 1860s, although even before that. We can definitely talk about that. However, that does not mean that a person can simply opt out of the federal government. Like, I do believe in the right of any area, any state, part of a state, or whatever, group of states, to secede from the Union for any reason, even if I might not agree with their reasoning. And I believe that. However, if you are an individual, you know, that's the logical conclusion, the extreme logical conclusion to that same thought. And so while I may logically understand why someone might claim that, that does not mean that I agree with it or that that society of any kind should allow that. Because, you know, if every person could simply opt out of the government, even the local government, then, you know, if every individual could just opt out of the government, then you would have anarchy. And anarchy, contrary to what anarchists might claim, anarchy means chaos. It means every man for himself. It means complete breakdown of order. And inevitably, in any anarchy, if you look at history, what ends up happening is eventually the strongest, the richest, the ones with the most firepower, those end up being the ones who take over. So inevitably, what ends up happening is when you go from a orderly society to an anarchy, the anarchy does not hold for long, and you eventually end up with something even worse, most likely, than what you started out with before the anarchy, because inevitably you end up being ruled by the strong, or by those who have the most, or by those who have amassed the biggest cult following, and you inevitably will end up with some kind of totalitarian rule. Which is even worse, I would think, than having a society where at least you have some freedom. And so we can't just have every individual person opting out of the government. Now, if a town, even if a town within a state, like, that's surrounded on all sides by areas that want to stay in the country, if a town wanted to become a micronation, I would support that. Now, I know a lot of people would not, but I would. But that's a whole town. That's not one person. And one of the reasons why having one person opt out doesn't work, like a whole community doing so, is that any nation has to have, generally has to have, geographical borders. Those, I don't believe that Palestine is its own state, partly because the borders that are proposed for it either include Israel or they're not contiguous. And I've said before in my Indiana Illinois episode that while I'd support philosophically the idea of secession for any area, I do believe that any new nation's borders do need to be contiguous, because otherwise it makes things much more complicated. Now, if we're talking about, you know, a nation having territories, that's a bit different. But, like, if we're talking about fully integrated parts of a nation being separated from each other by another nation, that's a little bit complicated. And so one of the problems that the people who do recognize State of Palestine run into is that if they don't include Israel in the country's borders, because Israel does not want to be a part of the State of Palestine, or whatever they call it, what you end up with is Gaza and the West Bank. And those two things are not contiguous. They are separated from each other. And so you run into kind of a similar problem with individuals. If an individual claims, because if you claim you're a sovereign citizen, which the term itself contradicts itself, but I'll get to that here in a second. If you claim you're a sovereign, then you claim that you rule over that you rule over a country. The Constitution, I think, either the Constitution itself or those who supported it claim that the people are sovereign, in that the people as a collective group vote in and vote out their representatives. So at least in theory, the people of America as a whole are sovereign. But, like, if an individual claims he is sovereign, he is claiming to rule over a country. But people travel. People don't stay in one spot. Land, typically, I mean, if you believe in continental drift, then maybe it technically doesn't, but even then, like, within your lifetime, the land's not going to move a ton, if you believe that that's happening. Which I haven't decided if I do or not. But if you believe in that, even then the land's almost staying in one spot, if you believe it's moving at all. So where I'm going with that is, you know, a person does not have geographical borders because people travel. They have to. If you stay in one spot the rest of your life, you can't get food, you can't, you can't go to work or otherwise obtain money, legally or illegally, leaving that aside for a second. And a lot of these, some of these people that claim to be a sovereign citizen, some of them live in their car. So, I mean, they're driving all over the place. And I've not come across any that claim a certain land area is under their sovereignty. They just claim to be sovereign. So the countries they claim exist cannot exist practically because they have no geographical borders. None have even been proposed. Not even just that they're not contiguous. No borders are proposed by these people. They don't claim there's a border area. They don't claim that, oh, I'm the land of the state of Indiana is my sovereign territory. None of them claim something like that. They just claim to be sovereign as a person, and that just practically does not work. And then the other thing to point out is that, again, the federal government does overstep the Constitution. We can all agree that with that, even those who don't want to admit it, especially those who are more liberal don't want to admit this. However, While I have said that you should not rely on politicians to solve all your problems, that also does not mean you should go to the opposite extreme and claim you can opt out of the government, because I've just pointed out how that claim practically does not work, and it cannot in any functioning society. And I would also like to say that it is funny how a lot of people will conveniently claim that they are sovereign or whatever, right when they are in a bunch of legal hot water. Like a lot of them, maybe not all, I don't know. I've not met one, let alone all, so I can't say that definitively all of them are like this. But from everything I've seen, where these people get arrested or whatever, like the guy that was trying to go to the Trump rally, and people were claiming it was a third assassination attempt, but now it's been kind of understood that he was not necessarily trying to assassinate the president. He just had a crap ton of weaponry in his vehicle. But, like, a lot of these people, they have legal trouble. They don't pay their taxes, or they have run afoul of the gun laws, which, again, we can talk about the Second Amendment. I don't think we should have nearly as many restrictions on guns as we do. But that's another topic for another episode. Or they have, like, out-of-date registration. Like, they have these problems, or they have a criminal record. They have a rap sheet. And so they then claim, oh, well, I've screwed up, therefore I'm no longer part of the government because I screwed up. No, well, they don't claim that that's their reasoning, but essentially that's what it ends up being. And no, you can't just you can't just opt out of society. It just does not work that way, which I've covered why earlier in the episode. I will say that while I can sympathize with claims like the fact that the federal government is has overstepped its boundaries, the fact that the Constitution envisioned a much smaller government than we have, the fact that areas, not individuals, should be able to secede at any time for any reason. While I can sympathize with all of that, I guess the main problem I have with these folks is that they go about it the wrong way. There's a right and a wrong way to go about everything. And while I can sympathize with some of the claims these people make, a lot of people like to just laugh at them, like to just not even try to understand them, versus, like, I'm trying to understand what motivates them to think this way, and I'm, you know, some of their claims, logically, you know, the logic they start from makes sense. It's just the conclusions that they come to are wrong, like they're the wrong way to go about it, or they lead into some more conspiratorial territory, and sometimes it doesn't even make sense at a certain point because they've just gotten so wrapped up in it. Like, for example, some of these people will claim that the government's been hijacked. By whom? I don't know. You know, that, and that's kind of leading more into the conspiratorial, territory. And so, we've heard a lot of people who will say, well, people who believe in conspiracy theories are dumb. And I wouldn't even say that that's the case, because a lot of conspiracy theories have turned out to be true. But you do still have to watch which ones you believe, because some are more believable than others. You know. And you have to think critically. And I think that part of the problem here, not just with these folks, but in general, when it comes to, you know, people believing conspiracy theories, people believing anything they see on the internet or people believing anything the media says, you know, both sides of that spectrum. Part of the problem here is that our schools no longer teach critical thinking. They may claim to, they may use the phrase here and there, but they no longer really teach critical thinking. They'll sometimes claim, oh, well, we're teaching you how to think, not what to think. But in reality, that's not really the case, because so much of the curriculum is based on right and wrong answers. And a lot of it is slanted to the left. And a lot of it's so test-based that it almost does teach that there's a right and wrong answer to everything. Because when you take a standardized test, that's the way it is. You know, if you take a standardized test, there's a right and wrong answer to everything, even the essay questions. And then also, part of the problem is that while the questions on some assignments might claim to ask what you think, what you find out later is no, they don't want to know exactly what you think. They want to know what they think you should think. Like when you would read a story in school and they'd say, what do you think the author is trying to say here? And you would say something, oh no, that's not right. You should have said this. Well, you asked me what I think. So really, you're not teaching critical thinking. You're claiming to. You're teaching me to be a puppet. You're teaching me to be a wind-up toy and say what you want me to say rather than what I actually think. And so that's a pervasive problem in our education system, and I could totally see why that can contribute, at least somewhat, to the lack of critical thinking we have in our society that leads people to believe, because they saw some guy say it on YouTube, that the earth is a rhombus or whatever. I mean, I don't know if anybody said that specifically, but I was just using that as an example. So, essentially, the long and short of this episode is that while sovereign citizens may have started out with a point that makes logical sense, because the idea of secession, for example, the idea that the federal government has overstepped its boundaries, the fact that the Constitution envisioned a much smaller government than what we have. All of those claims I can sympathize with, because all of those claims make perfect sense. They start out with that. What they end up doing then is they end up taking a lot of those claims to their logical extreme conclusions and claiming they can opt out of the federal government. And that no society can tolerate people just opting out of it. Because if everybody did that, you would have anarchy. Anarchy generally inevitably leads to totalitarian dictatorships of some sort. Because what ends up happening is anarchy is essentially a power vacuum. And, you know, there's a common saying that nature abhors a vacuum. So what ends up happening is you have a power vacuum, and then somebody steps in to fill that vacuum. And that somebody is usually whoever has the biggest cult following, whoever is able to use the most brute force, or whoever has the most money or other resources that are valuable. Or sometimes a combination of all three. And so what you can often end up with is a system that was worse than the one you left to begin with. And we don't want that. And that it also, you know, it also happens that a lot of these people who claim to be sovereign, they believe in more conspiratorial claims too, like they think the government was hijacked or whatever. They also happen to also be people that have a lot of, you know, they have a criminal record, or they have tax problems, or they otherwise have legal baggage that they don't want to deal with, so they think that if they opt out, that means they no longer have that problem anymore, and it's just not the way it works. And as I have said too, even if you disagree with the way the government does things, which I do on a lot of things, and even if you believe, like me, that you should not rely on politicians to solve all your problems, there are also right and wrong ways to go about everything. And just opting out of society is not the way to fix the problem. Not even mentioning that the whole claim that you are sovereign, but you don't propose any borders over which you are sovereign. But then also you claim that you're a citizen while also claiming you are sovereign. You know, that's self-contradictory. So there are logical issues too. But I hope that some of y'all enjoyed this episode or considered it to be, you know, informative or food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats, or on X at JFSCPod. I will no longer be posting the links to the individual episodes because I got behind on that. And I think also I was posting the links specifically to the Spotify ones. I know not everybody has Spotify, so that may not be very helpful. They weren't getting a lot of engagement. But I would still, you know, encourage you to follow our Facebook page and our X account. We have Instagram. I don't know exactly what to put on there because this is an audio medium, but I'll see what I can do. And so please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And if you want to send me an email, you can do so at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. And, yeah, please pass this along to anybody that might be interested. And thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day.